Gavin DeGraw, remembering Kid Craddock. I met Kid for the first time about 10 years ago. I was touring on my first album, Chariot. I went to the studio and he had me in there and met him and Big Al and everybody, and I sat at the keyboard and performed for him for the first time, and he really championed my record very early on, and I always appreciate him for that. Then kept in touch here and there over the years. Then the last time I saw him, we were in Dallas doing a show, and I let him know I was in town, and we met up and had a little dinner at a little Mexican restaurant and talked about the biz and life. And he really had great insight, and he was a great mentor. He really did his best to help new talent get a shot, and he really enjoyed championing people's music and giving them an opportunity to be heard. Just as good at being serious in life as he was at joking about it. Great guy.
Staring at a maple leaf, leaning on the mother tree, I said to myself, we got lost touch. Oh, chariot.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Howdy, baby.
For the first time ever, we are Kid Craddock in the morning without Kid Craddock.
Yep. He's here. He's here.
And I'm Kelly Raspberry. And
I'm Big Al.
I'm JC.
I'm Jenna.
And we don't really know what we're going to say this morning. Shannon.
White Cheddar's here. Everybody's here.
Everybody's here.
We don't really know how to go about this.
We have never had this happen before. When we left on Friday, I was as mad as fire at Kid Craddock.
Ooh, I didn't know you were going to say fire right there.
Keeping with the tradition, I left angry on Friday.
Mm-hmm. And,
but here we are today. And,
but y'all made up.
Yeah, we made up. We know.
He wrote in the Kid and Kelly Raspberry way, they made up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew what it felt like to be divorced. And now I feel like I know what it's like to be a widow, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
For 19 years. You know, Kid brought me in from Florence, South Carolina. I didn't know anything. I didn't know who Kid Craddock was.
I hear you.
And when he hired me, and then I started going around town with him, and people were treating him like this rock star. And I finally looked at him one day. I said, are you important?
Little did you know.
He's like, well, yeah, I'm kind of a big deal. And he was a big deal, and he's responsible for every good thing I have in my life. If I hadn't come to Dallas, I wouldn't have all of you as my friends. I mean, you want to boil it down, I wouldn't have Emma Kelly, because
mm-hmm.
I would have never met her father. And so, I mean, every good thing I have in my life, my career is because of him, and we're just beyond devastated that we honestly didn't know this was going to happen. This was such a shock to everyone. I know there's so many rumors flying around out there that we were all keeping a secret or something, but this truly was a shock.
Sure.
And I think, you know, the first thing I asked the doctor, what I wanted to know was, did he suffer? And was he afraid? And the doctor said no. So I think that
his fans didn't feel any pain.
Want to know that.
He didn't feel any pain whatsoever.
We were in New Orleans, and we were there for a kids golf tournament, which is, you know, we were talking about just the everything from the past week has been so incredibly ironic. You know, last Monday, he opened the show with Deathbed Confessions. It's like, what the hell kind of freaky deaky stuff was going on in the universe?
Yeah.
That was not like he was not sending out any secret signal he didn't know. It was just one of those ironic things. We've done things like that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to New Orleans for a kids golf tournament, which, you know, was the thing closest to his heart. All he's been doing, you know, for the past few years is, how is kids going to continue, you know, beyond me? And it will. And the night before the tournament, you know, that man likes to, you know, let's be honest, he likes to shoot craps. And so he spent his last night shooting craps, and he had so much fun. I don't know if you ran into Kid Craddock on the streets in New Orleans on Bourbon Street, but the next morning he was showing us videos of him just having so much fun.
He did a bit while we were in New Orleans.
Yeah, he did a bit.
He was with JC and Jenna. Jenna, were you there? I'm not sure.
No.
And I wasn't there because that's what I do. I never went because I wanted Kid to have a good time.
Yeah.
And so that was my gift to him, was not going.
Well, he came up with this the guy that can't have fun at parties character. And so he was just out on Bourbon Street and everybody's drinking and having fun and smiling. And then kids just kind of sitting in the middle of the street, just kind of slumped over with a serious face.
The funniest videos ever.
Hopefully we'll be able to do that.
The guy that can't have fun.
Yeah. The guy that can't have fun.
He's in a bar on Bourbon Street and everybody's dancing around and throwing beads and he's just standing there.
So he's in New Orleans. He, got to shoot craps. He's out on the street doing bits, which is what, was near dear to his heart. The next day, we were going, to a kids golf tournament. And unfortunately, he, became ill right before the tournament began.
Sweating and
it all happened.
Yeah,
so fast.
It just happened so quickly. And at first, we thought it was,
Well, we didn't think anything about it. It was warm and muggy in New Orleans, like it always is. So we're like, we didn't think it was a huge deal.
We thought he just went to the hospital because he was dehydrated. Yeah. But, he died doing what he loved doing. The last thing he did before he died was he hit golf balls. Jenna was there with him when he was hitting golf balls.
I know we're all going to share. I'm having a really hard time putting feelings into words. I haven't even really wanted to process what's going on because I've never lost someone that knew me better than anyone so close. But I just want to go ahead, since Kelly's telling the story about some of the last moments. I did not go out the night before, and Kid and I really shared this love for golf. And I know I'm a girl, and it's crazy that I would love it. And amongst all the things he taught me how to play golf. And I went and headed to the range with him, and the rest of the cast hated golf and hated him talking about it. And I knew
well, that's a little extreme.
Well, I want to be good at sports, and I can't be good at golf.
And you know what? And I it's just something I always really wanted to be good at. And so I went ahead and headed to the range with him, and just in case, because he said he wasn't feeling good, and I thought, well, maybe in my hipster clothes and skirt and high heels, I can try and do the first tee at this kids golf tournament if he's not feeling well. And he got out there and just started swinging away, and he wasn't feeling good. He's like, I don't feel good. And George and I told him to take a step back. And of course, like always, he needed to finish on a good shot. So he hit it about 300 yards. He'll say it was 350. So let's just stick with that. And he handed me the driver and went and sat down in the cart. And I hit a terrible shot and just kind of, and then I sat there and thought, all right, think about all the things kids taught you over the years just about golf. So I just thought stance and hands and hips. And I mean, I drove the ball so unbelievably straight and 200 yards, let's call it 250. And I looked at him and he said, great shot, and gave me a big thumbs up. And that ended up being the last words that he ever said to me. And I'm so happy that's what it was, because I wish I could tell him that it wasn't just that golf shot that was great. It was the shot he gave me 5 years ago to come in here and be a part of this with everyone, because that's really the great shot.
When I met Kid the first time at the airport, he picked me up at DFW Airport, and I was expecting someone else. And the man that was supposed to pick me up described himself as 6'4". And this little guy pulls up behind me and says, are you Kelly Raspberry? I said, you're short. And those were my first words to Kid Craddock.
And his last words
to me was, does Kelly Raspberry wake up in the morning and say, I think I might have my picture taken next to Kid Craddock today, so I'm going to wear my highest heel? And I said, yes. I do it on purpose.
That's awesome.
But, I know people listen to Kid and me and all of it. I mean, but, we fought like a married couple, and just like a real married couple, we didn't have sex. So it was a marriage.
You'll admit to it.
So, but I love him. I'm not saying loved in the past tense. I love him. And I'm just really just heartbroken. I don't know. Everybody's got questions. We don't have any answers. We don't know.
No, we're just here to talk. To chill, to talk, and to laugh, and
everybody's crying
a little bit. Yeah, yeah. And I got goosebumps just walking from the parking garage to the door.
Well, somebody parked in my parking space. I just want to say, JC, but I parked in Kid's parking space, okay. So I
figured
you
would
better with that.
All right.
But JC was really touched because, the very last thing that Kid did on the air, his last moment on the air was, that beautiful letter that a listener wrote about JC.
I saw Kid as a dad, as a father figure, and a kid always wants to make their father proud. And the fact that my last break on the radio with Kid Craddock is a break where his last words to me were, I am so proud of you is something that I will always cherish.
That's awesome, yeah.
And I couldn't, it's like a movie script almost. You know, you can't even plan it for it to be that way. And I just kept thinking of that all weekend long. That is that I've spent my entire 20s working with Kid and just wanting to make him proud because he took such a gamble with me, hiring me at 23 years old with minimal experience when it comes to doing major market radio or syndication. I didn't even know how big he was until I went into my old boss and told him, hey, Kid Craddock wants to interview me. And my boss flipped out. He's like, can you give me an autograph? And I was like, what, you want this dude's autograph? He's just a DJ like us. He's like, no, dude, this is Kid Craddock. He's like one of the godfathers of radio. And so now I'm nervous coming in here and just being able to work with him the last 10 years or 7 years. And my 20s, he molded me into the man I am today. That's awesome. Seeing him as a father and hearing the bits, because I wasn't here while Caroline was young, but just hearing the bits and just seeing how great of a person he was, that's what I wanted to strive to be. And for him to say, I'm proud of you, it was just a culmination of everything that he's taught me.
It's beautiful.
Shannon, do you want to say anything? Psycho Shannon came in as an intern, and the reason she's psycho is because she scared us all to death. We really thought she was going to kill us, and he just piece by piece.
There's no evidence that she did not slash that girl's tires that day. I mean,
Shannon came as an intern, and she would just not leave, and Kid had no choice but to finally hire her.
There's no evidence that I did either. you know, I came into this business at 17. I have known Kid my entire adult life, and when I was 17, I was a brat. I was selfish. I was awful.
No.
And, you know, I might not be that great now, but I think I've come a long way. And I was thinking, I didn't go to the golf tournament with you guys because my younger sister is moving to Maui tomorrow, and she and I are very close. And I was planning on spending the weekend with her, but she went on a girls' trip, and so I flew up to Illinois, and yesterday, driving back, I couldn't get a flight back to Dallas, driving back, I was thinking, you know, he's like a dad to me, and we didn't always get along, and we weren't always very nice to each other. I think the last words that he said to me, now that I'm thinking about
it. Oh, please don't let them be bad.
Shannon! Was it something like that?
I think it was on Flush the Format on Friday, and he didn't like the last song.
Oh, yeah, that was a
It was kind of a slow song,
It was
Shannon.
Kind of a crappy song, Shannon.
I mean, come on, you got to be a better DJ than that.
And he thought that I had mixed it, and I had no part of it. I was just like, I didn't do it.
So, you blamed Trey, didn't you?
In natural form, it wasn't my fault, but you know, that man, you know, it just doing a lot of the work behind the scenes and knowing what a perfectionist he was aggravating to the nth degree. Like it was really upsetting knowing that perfection was impossible with him. But I know that the reason that he was that way is because he wanted to give back to people, and he wanted it to be the best that it could be. And he worked really hard to surround himself with people that shared his vision. And, you know, I grew up listening to Kid. Kid has been in my life for as long as I can remember. I was fortunate enough to come and work for him for 14 years, and I was that stalker listener when I was in high school, emailing, asking if I could come and watch the show, and I never got a reply. But
you showed up.
It was more about letting Kid and Kelly know that they were part of my life, and then they really became part of my life. And like a lot of people don't know, when I lost my nephew a couple years ago, Kid was he held me while I cried, and he knew that we were not financially prepared for that, and he took care of it. And I don't think that he knows the stress that he saved my sister, who is also my best friend, and what that meant to me. And I could never repay him. I know it was just a little bit of money, but it made such a difference in my family's life. And I know there's nobody else like him, and in hindsight, I wish that I had gone with you guys to the golf tournament, but with my sister leaving,
Hannah, you didn't know. No, it's okay.
I didn't. And I got the call. I got a text from Al that said to call Kelly, and Kelly wanted to be the person to tell me what happened, and I'm so glad. I'm so grateful to have you in my life and to know that I can't count on you for anything. And I know I'm talking for a really long time, and I'm sorry.
Okay.
I thought of a story this morning that didn't really even mean much at the time. I feel like there's so much pressure right now. There's so many of you outside and every news station, and I think everyone looks at us like we know what to say always. And that kid, it always seemed like he knew exactly what to say no matter what was going on. And honestly, none of us, no matter how professional think you are, know what to say right now. And I feel like I'd be letting kid down, you know, like we don't have the right right words.
And we gotta keep in mind that he has family.
Yeah.
You know, he's got Caroline and he's got family that we have to consider on all this. And, you know, while it would be great to be able to talk and dish or whatever, we have to be respectful of them first and foremost, because he would want.
We'll also be taking some calls from some of you guys. Just going to be hanging out, and you can express your thoughts, tell stories, whatever you want to do. Just give us a call, 800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll be back. Kid Craddock in the morning.
When I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing just the way you are.
This is Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We're back with Kid Craddock in the Morning. I'm JC. Here with Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mack, and Jenna.
And Psycho Shannon.
And Psycho Shannon. And it's our first show ever without Kid. He left us this weekend. And Kid's big thing, and Jenna was talking about it yesterday, was he always wanted us to be prepared. And since none of us know how to deal with this or what to do or how to go about doing this, we kind of reverted back to what Kid taught us and be prepared. So I tried to write something last night, and every time I would try to start writing something, I would just start typing, and I would just break out in tears. And so I decided that I wasn't going to write anything last night. So in honor of Kid, I am presenting No Sleep JC. Because I stayed up all night thinking of what I was going to say. And for the past 2 days, I've just been sitting there and thinking about the memories I have with Kid. And I even tried to practice in front of the mirror last night, and I'm sure Kinsey did not enjoy this, because that was probably like 2 a.m, and I'm sitting there in front of the mirror trying to practice what I'm going to say.
No shirt, practice, right? What
you're going to say.
I bet he had no shirt on when he was in the mirror, too.
Because this is so hard. And
I thought he was going to say a dance.
No, I wasn't doing it.
A tribute.
And every time I looked in the mirror, I just saw Kid in my reflection, because that's who I want to be when I grow up. But Kid always told me, don't grow up, because that's what I love about you. I love your childish spirit. And then I decided that this morning I'm just going to come to work at the same time I come to work. And I'm going to sit down in my chair and do the same thing I do every Monday. And I'm going to look at the stories, even though we're not going to talk about them, just because I wanted a little bit of normalcy.
Yep.
And then 6 o'clock hit, and that's when it set in. Kid's not here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to have my Ed Sheeran jam sessions in his office and at his house anymore. I'm not going to be able to go to his house and watch shows for girls and talk about how perfect Tom Brady's hair and his chiseled jawline look.
Oh, my.
You guys and your dude crushes.
I know. Yeah. Kid and I had it.
Don't call me fat.
Kid and I are so secure with our manhood that we were able to tell dudes that they're good looking.
That's what it was.
I'm not going to be able to take pictures with him and make fun of the weird hand gestures he always made because he tried to
look
cool.
Those were gang signs, JC.
I don't know what gang that is.
Rich white man gang.
I'm not going to be able to sit in the car with him anymore and act like his speeding doesn't scare me. Because we all did that. We all sat in that car and he would drive and you're just trying to act like you're not scared so that he wouldn't go faster.
Oh, he's the worst. That one time I drove him because he got that thing in his foot and we went to Kelly's doctor and I had to drive him in his eBay BMW. Listening to him whine and moan. Oh, it's terrible.
I'm not going to be able to hear him complain about how I picked up my gift from last year that he had sent to his house when he could have just had it sent to my house. I still don't get that. I'm not going to be able to find the half full Diet Coke cans around the office and hear him screaming out from his office asking for a Diet Coke when there's about 13 of them around the office.
But there were still... did you see all the empty Diet Coke cans?
They're still here.
They're everywhere. I hope nobody moves them.
They should stay there forever. And we got a email yesterday from one of our producers at Dish Nation, and he put a passage on there from Queen Elizabeth that I kept reading over and over because you can't focus on the I won't be able to anymore. And so I just want to read it real quick. It says, you can't shed the tears that he is gone. Hold on. Let me start over. You can share tears that he is gone, or you can smile because he has lived. You can close your eyes and pray that he'll come back, or you can open your eyes and see that he's left. A lot of memories. Your heart can be empty because you can't see him, or you can be full of the love you shared. You can turn your back on tomorrow and live yesterday, or you can be happy for tomorrow because of yesterday. You can remember him only that he is gone, or you can cherish his memory and let it live on. You can cry and close your mind, be empty and turn your back, or you can do what he'd want, smile, open your eyes, love, and go on. And I just kept reading that.
It's beautiful.
And I had the honor of spending Kid's last night on earth with him, and I truly call that an honor. We went out on Bourbon Street, and he was happy. He was unbelievably happy. It was one of those moments where it was just, I take it for granted now, but we're walking down Bourbon and we're dancing and we're singing and an Austin Mahone song comes on, so we do a boy band dance out there.
Oh my.
We're taking pictures with listeners, and it's just one of those where you never think that the next day that would come. And my last memory with Kid before, when we were headed back to the hotel, because he was going to go play craps, because he loved to play craps, and I'm glad he got to do that one last time. We were sitting in the cab, and we started busting out Eminem rap lyrics.
Let me guess. This is the Getty on my shirt.
I'm so sick and tired of being admired that I wish that I would just die and get fired. That's how we just started singing.
Rap.
I know. But
why couldn't he learn one more rap before he died?
That was his go-to.
The thing is, and especially in recent years, he lived. You know, JC got this rap side out of him. JC and I somehow coerced Kid into... going to get a tattoo with us, and I don't know if a lot of people know that, and I just want to mention it since you're talking about
Well, they're surprised. They're seeing him in those last photos.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know.
It's a beautiful tattoo,
though. I know we're going to talk about singing because music meant so much to him, but it's just, and words were so important, and I just kind of want everyone to know that JC and I being a bad influence, me getting a tattoo I probably regret. I was waiting, Kid and I and JC were going to go get a tattoo. This was a couple years ago, and it was right around the holidays, and this was all JC's doing, and I go, what am I going to get? And so I come up with something in French down my rib cage that hopefully I won't regret when I'm old and wrinkly and everything's hanging 10 feet lower than it is right now. And Kid shows up, and then Kid's nervous, so he leaves me. JC doesn't show up because his car got broken into. So I'm laying on a tattoo table getting tattooed alone.
Yep.
And then Kid comes in, and he's made a decision on what he's going to get. And it's a song, and it means so much to him. And I hope it means so much to everyone listening, because... the two words he decides to get tattooed on his bicep so he could show it.
His huge bicep.
All the time. Massive. He came in and he plopped down two words and he said, I want this. And I looked at it and it said, the luckiest. And it wasn't his favorite Ben Folds song, but Ben Folds was his favorite artist. And he loved the lyrics of that song. And he always said, you know, I feel like the luckiest. He said, to make people... I'm looking at you outside and looking at everyone that's listening right now. You know, we are looking at you. And he felt like the luckiest because he got to do what he loved.
Yep.
And you were all a part of it.
Yeah.
You made him so happy. This made him so happy. How lucky to get paid to do what you love and to have millions of people feel lucky for him to be a part of our lives. You know what I mean? We're the luckiest.
Yeah. And we're not the only ones that were touched by Kid. Just... on Bourbon Street, the last night we were out, there was a guy, you know how they have those dudes selling the $5 movies where you could see the back of people's heads?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they're highly illegal.
Bootleg movies.
But Kid always saw the good in people. And this has a point.
I know.
He walks up to this guy who's selling videos out of the trunk of his car, and Kid just kind of stands in front of him, and it was Brother Al. And you know how Kid tried to act like a brother when he was
Oh, yeah, he
brother.
Had black speak on.
Yeah, so he turned on his brother speak, and he goes, what you doing, man? And the guy's like, oh, I'm just selling movies, dude, for $5. And Kid's like, okay. And they just started talking. And Kid probably, George was with me. He probably, our boss George was with me. He spent about 20 minutes with this guy just talking to him about, like, so you just want to sell stuff out the trunk of your car for the rest of your life or what you want to do? And he's like, nah, I'm good with numbers. I want to be an accountant. And in the end, Kid goes, okay. And he looked at George and he said, George, get this guy's phone number and get his contact info because I want to help him.
He told me, he said, this was a real, I wasn't with you guys at the time. He said, this was such a well-spoken brother.
Yeah.
And he said he wanted to give him a shot.
He saw something.
He saw something in him, a spark. I admire that about him. I mean, he inspired me to give people a shot. I mean, he gave me a shot. And I know we have something to do here, but when he gave me a shot after... I've told this story yesterday. I've probably told it a million times, but I'm going to tell it one
more. What's one more?
I was doing commercials for Kiss FM for my limousine service, and I said, Kid, let me holler at Flake Boy. I need some production. And I said, I need a pig sound effect, and I need a gunshot.
Does that to the day. Sonny.
This is how I got this job, sitting in this chair right here. So we got a pig sound effect. I said, play that for like half of the commercial, then the gunshot. And I was doing my commercial for my limousine service, offering 2 or 3 hours of limousine service. I got on the phone and said, hey, this is Big Al from First Impression Limousine Service, and I'm offering a special. We got the pig sound effect going in the background. 4 hours of limousine service, dinner for four, it's a pango, gunshot, and a free ham. And everybody was like, what? Especially Kelly. Kelly was like, what are you supposed to do with the ham while you're riding in the limousine?
Free ham?
And so...
take the free ham on ladies' night?
But back to my point, after the show, after that day, Kid called me up. And he said, you ever want to try radio? And he gave me a shot.
Yeah.
And he changed my life. There's a lot of things you can do for a person. But when you change the course of their life, I mean, that's deep.
He did that for every single person in
the room. He changed the course of my life. And I will forever be grateful for that man. I mean, I try to be a better father because of him. And I try to be a better human being because of him. I look at people, when I see people with disabilities now, I look at them. I don't look away from them. And
you engage him.
I get that from him. He taught me a lot, man. And he taught me how to tell a shorter story.
He's
not working
right now.
But he taught me how to maybe have a point. You know?
No.
Okay, maybe that's not working either. But he taught me. But that man taught me a lot.
I have a point.
It's so crazy because we go from just crying hysterically
to laughing.
And I think that's what he would want. He always said that he loved SNL because they would come back on Saturday nights after tragedies would happen and get a little normalcy and people would laugh. So I hope everyone just shares memories and cries and laughs with us because more than anything else, he wanted to make people laugh.
That's all he wanted.
Even
when he did sad things, he would do the punch. He would make you cry, but then he'd make you laugh, and then he'd punch out of that grin. That was his thing.
Yeah. Last night we had, you know, a lot of people got their start with Kid Craddock, and last night Tara, you know, if you remember Tara from back in the day, and shopping with Shanda and Deontay, and they all came over, and we shared a lot of Kid Craddock stories, and we laughed a lot, and we fussed a lot. That man was truly the most aggravating man to ever set foot on the face of this earth. He made me madder than anybody has ever made me in my entire life. But then we would turn right back around, and we would just be crying, laughing about some of the most ridiculous things. Yeah. So it's just not going to be the same. And we don't know. I mean, a lot of people want to know, you know, please don't let Kid Craddock in the morning, you know, go. Well, Kid Craddock in the morning as it is, I mean, it's never going to be the same. We don't know what the future holds for us here. We just know what we have today, and that's our memories of Kid. And we do want to talk to you. We know a lot of people are calling in right now, and we can't take every phone call. But I know if we speak to at least a few of you, you speak for everyone. Sure. And I think it's important for people to have their voice heard this morning. And I might be going out on the limb, and I don't know if we're doing that right now.
But real
quick,
I don't really know what we're doing right now. We'll get people on the phone, but real quick, because we're not going to be able to get everybody on the phone. Because there are literally millions of people that love Kid. But if you are listening, thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here today. Thank you for listening in your car.
It's not easy.
And I know you're hurting as much as we are, because the one thing that everybody always tells us when they meet us, especially Kid, is I feel like I know you.
Yeah.
And then it's followed by, I know that's weird.
No, that's the biggest compliment
honestly, if you're listening or if you're outside, it is the biggest compliment you could pay Kid Craddock.
Mm-hmm.
Because his goal in life and on the radio was to be the most real person he could be.
Yeah, absolutely. This lady came in last night to the bar, and she goes, "Al, I honestly didn't know where else to go." I mean, and that was repeated by other people. I mean, they just came to be close in some way, you know. And we cried. There was more crying going on last night than...
So if you're sitting in your car and you're saying, I feel like I knew Kid Craddock, just know that you did. You absolutely 100% knew who Kid Craddock was. Because what you heard on the radio is what we experienced in real life. The ups, the downs,
and everything in between. You know what? It's all in your perspective. And it's like you said, you can be sad that he's gone, or you can be grateful for the time that you had with him.
Right.
And, you know, right now, my mind, I have to think about him in heaven. You know, this sounds horrible, but with kids that have passed.
Oh, definitely. That's not horrible.
This man gave them probably one of the greatest memories of their lives.
Sure.
And now he's up there with them, sharing in a world that has no pain.
Mm-hmm.
And is happy, and they get to see the man that made a huge difference in their lives, and I think there's a lot to be said for that.
Thank you, Shan.
We'll be back.
It's Jason Derulo, remembering Kid Craddock. Keep looking up, because that's where it all is.
Kid, Kelly, JC, Al, Jenna, Shannon, first of all, I want to thank you for putting a smile on my face every morning. I'm a student at Florida State. I listen to your show every morning on my way to school. What motivated me to send this email was to tell you about my drive to work the other day. I was listening to the show, and you released your new Nickelback single, "I'm the Husband, You're the Wife." And I laughed so hard it was almost dangerous for me to be driving. When I walked through the door at work, I was still laughing. The six times I thought of it that day, I laughed out loud. Not a lie. In fact, I went to KidNation.com that night and had my parents and brother watch the video of you doing it. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last time we laughed that hard as a family. So today, when you referenced "I'm the Husband, You're the Wife" during Love Letters to Kelly, I couldn't help but feel like one of those people that was finally in on the inside joke. Another example of laughing so hard it was almost dangerous to be driving moment was when you were critiquing Christina Aguilera's performance at the Super Bowl, and Kid was justifying it, saying there are a lot of words in that song we don't use today, and Big Al chimed in with, "Yeah, like the word Dawnseer." Dawnseer.
Dawnserly. Like S-U-R-L-Y.
Dawnserly. That's what I thought.
Dawnserly.
The dawn's early light to Al is the Dawnserly light.
I thought it was Dawnserly.
Yeah. I was laughing so hard I couldn't breathe. How could anyone be that stupid? And I'm Canadian.
Oh,
that's all right. right. I still love you, baby.
I'm sure you hear a lot from listeners, but I honestly feel like I have a friendship with each of you. Kelly, I love your honesty and your realism.
Thanks.
You say it like you see it, and I have a lot of respect for that. Big Al, I love that you don't care how bad people think of you. You are who you are, and you always laugh off any criticism anyone throws at you. JC, I love your laugh. It's so genuine. Also, I love it when you say brother.
All right, brother.
All right. I wish you and Kenzie the best of luck with your baby. Jenna, you always verbalize what I'm thinking. You're so intelligent and beautiful. Kid, not only can I relate to your sense of humor, you're hilarious, but you're also a very influential person. Kids is awesome. It makes me feel like there's truly some light left in what seems to be a dark world. Catherine Hurlston, your dedicated listener.
Thank you, Catherine.
It's our pleasure to have you on board the Kid Craddock Kids Flight 8725, service to Disney World. We're going to get direct to get you down to see Mickey Mouse as soon as we can. Beautiful day in Florida, 72 degrees. Welcome on board.
I'm going Disney World.
This is for you who lost your
to see Goofy. To be a kid's kid.
I think it is really, 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 really awesome.
I woke up to going to a Disney Princess Makeover.
Tower of Terror.
It was big, scary.
I met Pluto and one chipmunk, and then I saw Goofy.
I had a great day. I ride the Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror. And I really like those. I couldn't open my eyes. This is the best time I've ever had.
Thank you very much for this experience.
Thank you so much. If you didn't donate, I wouldn't be here and I'd be at home.
It's just an amazing experience, and you couldn't change it for the world. And thank you. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Kid Craddock.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
If we were doing a betting board on who will be the next person to leave Kid Craddock in the Morning. Mm-hmm. The odds of Kelly being the next one to leave are 100-1, and the odds of Big Al leaving are 1-100.
Al has a better chance of leaving than I do.
You think so?
But according to those odds, yeah. Right?
I thought you were just saying that. You're getting my hopes up.
You know what that means?
What happened? How my career opportunity investment get brought into this?
A Kenmore Elite French Door Refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved Big Shiny Box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loved pterodactyl wings.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
Tito's Hotline. This is Chester.
Hi, I'm having some flaming hot Cheetos, and my fingers are burning.
Just wipe them on the drapes.
Now the drapes are on fire.
Not my department. You'll have to call the Drapes on Fire Hotline about that. Ta-ta.
Take a Cheetos break with Cheetos.
Pick up a bag of Cheetos today at a store near you.
We're back with Kid Craddock in the morning. I'm in the studio with Big Al Mac and Shannon. Jenna and Kelly are outside. We just went out there to give some hugs.
A few people out here today.
Just a few people, and it's beautiful to see everybody come out and support
really
Kid.
It really is.
We lost Kid over the weekend. He is gone, but he is definitely not forgotten. And we're still trying to get to all your calls, and we will do that. But I spoke of Kid and I having a nice little jam session in the car in New Orleans, Al.
Yeah, that man loves some music.
He loved himself to break out in song time to time.
Never saw a piano or a keyboard that he didn't like.
Yeah, if he saw a piano at Nordstrom or wherever he went, he would seriously...
Sweet Home Alabama that dang Coldplay.
He had about three riffs that he would bust out, but he was always there to have a nice time and to sing. So here's a little montage of Kid's beautiful singing on the show.
Everybody! Let me sleep at home.
You'll be my Applebee's. I'll be your potato twisters. You'll be my Scarlet Joe. I'll be your Kid Craddock. You'll be my Diet Coke. I'll be your Muscle Milk. You'll be my personal groomer. I'll be your long nose hair.
So rhyming wasn't an issue for you.
No. Not at all.
You just listed things.
Not at all.
Now that she walks right in my dreams, since I met her from the start, I'm so proud I am the only one who's special in her heart. That girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. I know she's mine.
I know it.
The doggone girl is mine.
You're gonna be popular.
Let's sing it.
I teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and glance. I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular.
Can I stop it?
You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you to...
I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts.
You'll be good at sports.
Know the slang you got enough. So you've
got an awfully long way to go. How many jobs must Ryan Seacrest have before he actually has them all? How can that show Simon Cowell replaced by a female Chucky doll? Yay! How many fights does Nikki have to start before she gets taken by the law? The answer at last, have two guys kick her ass and call it a Nicki Minaj et toi. Thank you!
They say we're old, but they can't see that Craddock rouse power chemistry.
Amazing.
Remember when it was just me and you? We added them so we'd have less to do. Show. We're the whole show. We're the whole show. Remember, Kid, we used to have such fun.
Sure was a good time.
I guess that's true. We've changed a lot. We hire JC and Jenna just because they're hot.
We're not.
We're not that hot.
Show.
We're the whole show. We're the whole show. Been together 16 years. 'Cause of you now, I drink lots of beer.
We've had some bad times,
nice.
But I've got no remorse. Even though now we're both divorced.
A little flat there, sorry.
So let them say, your nose hair's too long, I don't mind.
And she started talking about my nose hair. I didn't know that was coming, so I had to change one of my lines to be mean to her.
To me, that means you're strong.
And it may have been forever since you've had a date, and people may say you cut on a ton of weight.
A ton? A little.
On the weed again. I got myself stuck on the weed again. I'm always smoking, saying dumb things to my friends, and I can't wait to get on the weed again.
There's a fire starting in my pants. One tiny pepper seed feels like a million ants. Chopping a poblano, and nature called, you see. Better wash your hands first before you try to pee.
I don't have a second verse.
Just repeat. Second verse, same as first. Could get better, but it's going to get worse.
Poblano, nature called, you see.
Hey.
But right in the middle of cutting peppers, I had to pee.
Yeah.
Burn my pee. This burning feeling like sunburned peel, and it's got me screaming. I've got a fireball.
Oh, man.
Hey, no, yeah,
you only got one ball?
What? Oh, man. Bad choice of words.
It was bad. It was bad. I'm like, I've got a fireball.
Oh.
Deep inside my pants.
There you go. Right now. There you go.
Be careful what you touch when you're cutting poblano peppers, because the seeds are the depths of fiery hell on your junk. Oh man, was that bad?
I just fell apart.
Oh, I mean, there's so many songs in my head. I'm like, my junk is on fire.
Nickelback.
Here's a new single from Nickelback.
Well, the hair on my chest is 3 feet long, and if you think I'm not a man, then I know you're wrong. I got my hatchet in my hand, and I'm in your backyard, chopping up some wood, and I'm breathing really hard.
All right.
I got guns and knives. I'm the husband, you're the wife.
For yeah.
I like that. Would you be my wife?
Yeah. Wife.
Rise to the top, we can accomplish it all. No. Rise to the top, we can accomplish it all. No. Rise to the top, we can accomplish it all. No. Rise to the top, we can accomplish it all. No. Rise to the top, we can accomplish it all. No. Rise to the top, we can accomplish it all. No. Rise to the top, we can accomplish it all. No. Rise to the top, we can accomplish it all. No. Everybody just believe, and you can do anything you want with your life.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Kid Craddock in the Morning. Darling.
Kid Craddock in the Morning, and we're here taking calls, getting your thoughts. 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. We're not going to be able to obviously take calls because we'd be taking them, you know, all day and into the night, because
right.
Everybody wants to express their thoughts, and we appreciate, I mean, it's hard for us to go through every single message that's been
sure.
posted on our Facebook walls, on
sure.
our Twitters, and I've been getting emails. I don't know how some of you got my phone number, but I appreciate it.
But still, thank you.
It's 'cause you
sign up for everything that's free.
I guess so.
Right.
But we can't tell you how much we appreciate all the outpouring we've gotten. And we do want to open up the phones because we know we're going to take a few phone calls that will express audibly what everyone is feeling so much. And I think actually we have someone on the phone right now, Captain Doug, who has a very close connection with Kid Craddock and the Kids Kids family. Good morning, Captain Doug.
Hey, guys. How are you today? As best we can be.
Oh, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
I just had to. My wife called me. I was in Honolulu on a trip yesterday, and she called me to give me the news, and I was just crushed by it. And I know you guys are, and I'm so sorry for your loss and for our loss. But just real quick, I mean, when I first met Kid, was just a whirlwind of things going on. You know, we found out that you were doing the charter with a company out of Miami. And I wondered why you weren't using a company here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And so I was blessed to be one of the first volunteer pilots. And we really did have all volunteer crews that came and worked with y'all to get the kids to Disney World. And it was so amazing to watch Kid because I didn't even realize what a huge person and personality he was when I first met him and watched him with the kids. But to be able to put all that together and help y'all do that was just incredible, and I thank you so much for the opportunity. It's one of the greatest things that I ever got to do in my life was to volunteer and work with those kids and help y'all do that.
Thank you, Captain Doug, and we're going to make sure that the Kids Kids Foundation continues. We've got a Kids Kids concert coming up in just 2 weeks. We've got this year's Kids Kids trip. It will go on in kids' honor, and we're, you know, obviously this is what he wanted more than anything, for this to continue should something like this happen. So thank you, Captain Doug, for being a part of those first,
thank you,
first trips we had. Thank you.
Yeah, it was so great. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain Doug.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know who else. More, I'm sorry. I don't know who else is on the line. I can't see it from where I am.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hi.
Hi, Elisa.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
How are y'all doing?
Hanging in.
We're holding up.
Yeah, I've been crying with y'all all morning, so you're not alone. I just wanted to call in and let y'all know what Kid did for me personally, in a kind of indirect sort of way. But like Al said, you know, he changed the course of my life. Back in 1997 or 1998, he started a chat room and a message board, and we eventually became dubbed the Kid Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I met my husband in a chat room on there.
Oh, wow.
And I eventually met him out at one of the outings that we used to have at Don Pablo's on 635, which was not there any longer. And I met, you know, a lot of my friends who I have today through that message board and that chat room. And my husband and I have been together for over 15 years and married for 5.
Wow.
And we have, you know, kids together. And, you know, like my husband said, if it wasn't for Kid, then there would be no us. And we wouldn't have kids. And we wouldn't be where we are. So
I think Kid would be disappointed if I didn't tell you to turn your radio down.
You go, Shannon.
That's great.
It's awesome.
It's all love, Elisa.
No, Shannon had to do that.
Just
she had to do it. No, thank you. That's a beautiful memory. Thank you for calling in and sharing that.
And we even had a former employee, Troy, in a similar type story that met his now bride.
And mother of 3.
Her name is Al.
Cindy.
Cindy.
How much has changed yet? How little?
You're flat out spelling it out for him. No, he did a bachelor. We did our own radio bachelor. He ended up meeting his wife, and now they just had another baby.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know, and like I said, honestly, if you boil it down, I wouldn't have him a Kelly if it wasn't for Kid Craddock. I'm not making an announcement. Mm-hmm. That is not the father of my child. But, you know, because he brought me to Dallas, ultimately, that's why I have.
Too tall to have him as a daddy.
That's exactly right. Are we going to take any more calls?
Sure,
or
let's take one more.
Take one more? Yeah. I can't see who it is, so you'll have to.
Amanda
or Renee?
Hi, Amanda.
Hi. I was calling because my biggest thing is I've listened to Kid since I was 9 years old, and I'm 29 now. And my son and I know kids about kids, and my son is now 9 years old, and Kid Craddock was, like, the biggest hero to him. And he listens to him every morning with me on the way to work. And I called and told him he's in California right now, and I told him what happened, and he's just so sad, and he knows I am. And he's like, what's everybody going to do on the show without Kid? And I was like, baby, I don't know. I said, but hopefully it continues. I said, but him and I have formed a bond. We talk about, you know, Kinsey things and JC having a baby. And I talked to him about Caroline and the big bond that Kid and Caroline had. And I want to have that with my son because
it just shows me how good a parent can be, and I've learned that from Kid just listening to him in the 20 years I have, and I want that with my son like he had with his daughter. And it's just been so crazy this weekend, and I just want to hug my son because I know Kid would just want to hug Caroline right now, and I wish I could just hug her for him, but I know he's there, and I know he's watching, and I know he's going to continue to be with all of y'all, and I just want y'all to know the big impact that every single one of you have had on my son's life and how much Kid impacted mine and my life and my son's life, and it's just amazing. And I just have been crying all morning and doing the mascara alert along with everybody else.
Just don't wear mascara today.
Yeah, I thought about that when I put it on because I was listening to you as I put it on. I was like, oh, wait, why did I do that?
I don't know what I was thinking either.
Well, I'm kind of glad I don't have on Dish Nation makeup right
now. Yeah, me too.
Exactly, because you would be like me, a black line going down your face. And, you know, Kid just impacted mine and my child's life in more ways than I can ever, ever express. And I have been called, and I called 163 times before I got through. And I was not giving up.
I'm glad you got through.
I was outside late, 30 minutes to work, because I was not going to let me get off hold.
Thank you very much, Amanda. I'm glad we talked to you. Thank you.
I'm so happy to talk to all of you. I love you guys.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You know what's so strange is I'm thinking back. Most of my memories that I have of my life have been with this show. Like, the one time I was detained by a police officer was
shout out Kid Craddock's fault.
Yeah,
Alan, I got arrested.
That was with me, wasn't it?
Oh, that was another time. No, I was actually in the back of the police car because we had gone to Panama City and we were trespassing at a retirement home. Details are not that important.
No housekeeping, no.
But you just think about it, and just like the little things that have added up and made me the person that I am. Like,
Yeah, when you're living the experience, you just kind of, it's just happening, so you don't really, I don't think you really appreciate it as it's happening.
You don't take it.
But then when you sit back and look at all the, I'm going to say amazing, just to tip Kid Craddock's off, because I know he's listening, all the amazing things we've gotten to do because of this man, the places we've been, the people we've met, the experience we've had, the arrest warrants.
I dressed up as a fairy.
Yeah, you've done more. And I mean,
that's not even the worst thing you've done.
He's responsible for the best things that have happened in our lives, and we know it's true for the listeners who really feel like part of our family, and we want you to know that we feel the exact same way about you. We say we love you, and we mean that because, I mean,
you're a big part of who we are.
Yeah, I mean, this is the only reason. Without an audience, we wouldn't do this.
Yeah, there would be no reason to come in here and push buttons and talk and stuff if nobody was listening. We would be fired, and I wouldn't know these people, and I'd probably be homeless. So thank you guys very much.
Wow, Shannon.
Thank you for not
making
Shannon
the reality. What else do I know how to do? Like, this is my...
this is your moment to bring down the room.
No. Like, what else do I know?
Only you can bring down the room at a Kid Craddock memorial.
I feel so blessed to have kind of been his third and fourth hands. You know, that's how I kind of see what I've been doing all this time.
Yeah.
And kind of getting him and bonding with him in that way and hating him sometimes and loving him most.
That's what family is. I mean, come on. It's not sunshine and roses all the time with your family.
We're family. You know?
We fought like family and we loved like family. Yeah, and, you know, at the end, we were all good.
You can't help but love when you sit in a room with somebody for year after year and you're 3 feet from them, you know, looking at them and smelling them and dealing with them every single day, you know, as we do as a family here. And you
can't. Even Kleenex for all the boogering.
Oh, stop it, Shannon!
We're talking about his
Shannon! When you think about it, that's the stuff we're gonna think about. Shannon. He was this guy. He was
turn off her mic.
He was just so.
He was very real.
Shannon's on probation.
You know, I think that it's starting to become more real for me. It's just so much of my entire identity in the last 5 years is tied into this. So I don't quite know how I'm gonna go on from here, and I hope everyone stays around and helps me out with it. I know we would really all appreciate it, and we need you.
Yeah.
We'll obviously, as soon as we know,
what's going on. We'll let you know. Honestly, at this point, we're not keeping anything from you. We don't know what tomorrow holds for any of us or the show at this point. We know that, you know, as for now, we're going to celebrate Kid's life. Mm-hmm. The rest of this week, it's going to be the best moments from Kid Craddock in the morning. And I'm sure we're going to be taking more phone calls, and perhaps you'll hear some of those back during the week. You're mm-hmm. welcome to please keep posting your messages. We know some, you know, very special pages have been started in Kid's honor, and yeah. that's a beautiful way to remember him, and really we appreciate is. That. But for the rest of this week, we're not going to be here. We're going to take some time off to grieve, as we know all of you are, and we just don't feel like we should be doing that on the air this week. So anyway,
but we're reading every single comment.
Everything.
You're sending us.
We might we not really be able are. To respond to everything. It's just you have to understand how overwhelming it is. But we'll respond to as many as we can, and hopefully we'll be back. You know, we want to do what's right by Kid, and we want to do what's right for the listeners. So we'll let you know as soon as we know. So, but thank you all for joining us this morning.
Yep, and one time, keep looking up
because that's where it all is.